Okay, this is Monday, January 4th, 2016, and the topic this month is the third way.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's so nice to see you people here in the new year. I can't believe we're just celebrating a new year already. Last year went very quickly. So in this new year, we will know that we are gods and goddesses. But let's also make it not a rule, but let's say to ourselves, now is the time. If I don't understand this now, then when am I going to understand it? And here they come. Come, sit. Hello, hello. Well, we just started, and I wished everyone a happy new year, and I said in this new year, let's make it a rule or something that now is the time. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? We know this teaching. We have been around it long enough. So let's take it to heart, and let's make it work for us. And it does work constantly. We just have to remember to use it. Andy earlier said, I asked him how his acting was coming, and he said, well, I meditated, and now I have 4 auditions. You see? So it works, but you have to work it. You have to do that for yourself. But also in this new year, I would like you to make it a point to realize what a beautiful world we live in. And to give up all the ideas that you have, that you hear from that squawking television set all the time, how bad things are, what's going wrong with the world. There is nothing wrong with this world, people. Yes, all these things happen out there, but we do not have to involve ourselves with it. We can see the world the way we want to see it, as a loving, caring, filled with peace, filled with joy. This is what you should keep in your mind this whole year, and make the year what you want it to be, filled with peace, see, filled with joy, because the world is not going to tell you that. It's going to get worse and worse. And then now we have, of course, this political game going on all over the thing, which makes absolutely no sense. If you listen to those people, they're saying absolutely nothing. So there's really nothing there for us. So we have to make it the world the way we want it to be. And we do that with our thinking. We do that with our consciousness. I was coming over to pick Rose up tonight, and the sunset was absolutely magnificent. Pinks and yellows and blues. Magnificent. So I look at that sun and say, isn't this wonderful? This is a beautiful world we live in. And we have to see that. So many people don't see any beauty in the world or in themselves. We have to see the beauty. We have to make a point of seeing that beauty. It's everywhere, people, but we have to see it. You see? So this is what you can do for yourself in the new year. If you want your year to be different than last year, you have to make it different. And you make it different by seeing things differently. Let go of all that thing. The world is very convincing. The world is always clamoring for your attention. It will always clamor for you. But you do not have to join the world. You can stay in your own. I tell people, and the people that have been with me for a while, when people come up to me and say how bad things are, I just look at them and say, thank God I don't live in your universe. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live in that universe that they're making. And we're making our universe with all the bad things that we tell each other or listen to and so forth. And we come to the conclusion that the world is not a safe place. This world is very safe. Yes, I know. There's all this crap going on out there. And we have this new dimension that we've never had before called terrorism. I don't believe in it. No one is going to terrorize me. Yes, it happens. But I'm not going to be terrorized. I am not going to be terrorized. I'm going to make this world what I want it to be. And I'm going to see it the way I want to see it. As an absolutely safe, wonderful place to live in. And we can do that. And you do that with your mind, you do that with your consciousness, and you draw the good to you. Most people are drawing nothing but bad to them because that's all they're concentrating on. And they want to complain and tell us how bad everything is. So in the new year, don't do that to yourself. Say, this is a wonderful world I live in. I love this world. I see the beauty everywhere. And you will start to see the beauty everywhere. You cannot avoid it. It's everywhere. Most people don't see it. They go through their whole life or their whole day seeing nothing but the ugly. Who wants to see the ugly? Not me. So I don't concentrate on that. Now, many people say, well, Dallas, that's sort of a Pollyanna attitude. Well, it may be a Pollyanna attitude. It's always worked for me. And I don't care what people think. I can prove that it's always worked for me. Nothing as bad has come into my life. And nothing bad is going to come into my life. I don't know the people that go to church and so forth. Do you remember we used to say that goodness and righteousness will follow you all the days of your life? So think of that. Goodness will follow you all the days of your life. And it will follow you. But you have to know that. And you have to know that this universe is for you, not against you. You see, most people think that we live in a hostile universe that's out to get us. This universe doesn't work that way. This thing called God doesn't work that way. God wants you to be happy, wants you to be fulfilled, wants you to have all the wonderful things in life. You cannot tell me that there's a thing called God out there that is saying, ha ha ha, let's see what disaster we can throw to these people. God's not throwing disaster to us. When disaster comes to us, you can sit down and realize that you've drawn that to yourself. You've drawn that to yourself. Very easy. Metaphysics. I had a client the other day. First she called and said, do you have a dog? And I said, yes. Well, I'm allergic to dogs. Can you put it someplace else? I said, no. I cannot do that. Well, dogs usually bite me. Well, she wasn't there more than 5 minutes until my dog bit her. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He went right after her and bit her. But she draws that to herself. That's her consciousness. The dog's bite her. You see? And that dog bit her. I applauded. Good for you. Now, the poor girl doesn't know. And eventually, if she keeps coming back, I will explain to her that. But you can't do it right away and say, guess what? You caused that. You know, you caused that dog to bite you. Talk to her friend, and her friend said, no, dogs always bite her. This is a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're using. So you have to look at those things and say, there is a power here. There is something going on that I do not quite understand, but I realize I can use it. and I can use it for my good and not my bad, you see. And this is what you want to do with this thing called the universe or this thing called God. You have to know that God is for you, that the universe is for you, that is a friendly place we live in, and it's a beautiful, beautiful world. You know, it's a beautiful world. People say to me, well, the world's hostile. I said, the world's not hostile. If you want to live in a hostile environment, move to the moon. That's hostile. This planet has everything. It has everything we need. Not only the beauty and so forth, but every organism on this planet is working for us, not against us. You say, cows don't all of a sudden say, well, I'm not giving you milk. They are here to give us milk, and they continue to give us milk. That's their job. That's why they're here. All the animals are here for some reason. All the plants are here for some reason. People take so many, say so many bad things about plants. I love plants. And at the present moment, mine do need trimmed back. But I cannot bring myself to cut them. Because people said, you ought to cut that limb off now. I said, how would you like me to cut your arm off? You know, it's a living thing, people. Just because it doesn't talk doesn't mean that it doesn't have intelligence. It has intelligence. They have discovered, you know, the trees in the fall, and there's so many trees now because of the drought that are dying and dead. But they have discovered that there's something underground. They don't know if it's the roots, what it is. But in the forest, these trees communicate with each other. And if one gets sick, the other ones try to help it. They try to help it. See? Everything is connected, people. Everything is connected. And everything is working for us. Not against us. Working for us, not against us. And we will find that. So see those things in your life. See how wonderful it is. When you wake up in the morning and you know that, oh, I'm living in a wonderful, friendly atmosphere. I'm living in an atmosphere that is supporting me. That the world or the universe is not against me. Your attitude changes. Your life changes when you know that. When you know that you are being taken care of, that you're here to have a wonderful life experience, and you're not here for all this suffering and so forth, which has gone on for millennium now, which I think maybe religion started. I'm not so sure about that, but I'm almost sure that religion started the whole thing, you know, because it wants you to feel bad about yourself. This is not a teaching to feel bad about yourself. This is a teaching to feel good about yourself. This is a teaching to tell you that you are magnificent and that you can do this. And you can have anything you want. When I was in the Lutheran church when I was a child, you always heard this, and you people heard it too. You can do this in greater things. I pointed that out to my Sunday school teacher. She looked at me and said, oh, that it doesn't mean that. Only Jesus could have done those things. Jesus himself said, you can do this and greater things. And this is what you want to know. But they make him an example and keep him out of the thinking that we can do something. Oh no, because God, Jesus was special. You have to know that you're special. You have to know that you're just as special as Jesus. and that you can do those things. Now, with that said, I don't know about the miracles and so forth. I don't know if they were really true or not true. It doesn't bother me in the least. But I do know that I can try to do those things. I don't give up. I keep thinking, well, could work. Let's give it a try. Let's give it all a try. So in the new year, think of these things. Think of how blessed you are to live on this planet. How blessed we are to live here. And if we get everyone thinking that way, all the turmoil in the world will stop. All that turmoil is going on because somebody doesn't believe that they are worth anything. You see, most people have no idea that they matter. And you must know that you matter. Not only to yourself, but to the universe. The universe would be incomplete without you. You're one and the same with the universe, and you must realize that. Bring it into your consciousness and use it in your life to feel good all the time. The young lady that was bitten by the dog, she doesn't feel good about herself. I said, well, we have to change that right away. If you don't feel good about yourself, then anything I tell you is not going to work for you. You have to start with yourself, you see. And you have to know that you matter, that you're worthy, that the universe is for you, not against you. That the universe always wants you to succeed. That's what this thing called God does. God succeeds in everything. In everything. And we think no. We think it's something else. But it's, use this teaching, people. Use it. It will never let you down. Now, we'll get off that subject for the new year. I hope you realize you're the one that's making your year. It has nothing to do with all the stuff out there. It has nothing to do with the stock market or whatever else people think. It's going to be a good year. You can make a good year yourself by thinking correctly. By waking up and saying, I'm a marvelous human being. And I'm going to have a great life. And I'm going to have a great year. You must do that for yourself. There's too much turmoil going on out there. There's too many other people. There's too many doomers and gloomers. I don't want doomers and gloomers around. I want people to uplift. You must be uplifted all the time. You see? And we can uplift ourselves and uplift ourselves till we reach a different state of consciousness. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Or the rest of the month. We're talking about the third way. The world knows only two ways. Right or wrong. Yes or no. In any situation, you have to realize that there's always a third way. And that third way is a God way. See, and you have to bring God into the picture immediately. And say, huh. Here's what I see, but I know you see differently. Tell me how to look at this. Lift me from the situation I'm in so that I can obtain a God consciousness and that I can see the world the way you see the world, that I can see people the way you see people and not the way the world sees people. The world is always going to only have two solutions to anything. But you can raise your consciousness to a God consciousness and find that what we call, or what I call, the third way. The third way is always a God way. So look for that in when you're doing different things. Always look to God first. Always look to God first. When I have any problems and so forth, I don't try to solve that immediately. I sit down and say, how would you handle this? Meaning God. And I get an answer. And I can see different. I can see differently. You see? Because you can't see all the consciousness that's going on. You may, friends or family or anything, we hold these things sometimes against family members. Because we only have two ways to look at it. But when you look at it in a third way, a God way, you see that that person knew what they were doing. They weren't trying to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. They were trying to help. And that's what we want to see. I have alleviated myself from many, many childish memories and so forth against, well, I will tell you, against my father. I've come to the realization that he did not only the very best job he knew how to do, he just didn't run around telling people. He didn't run around telling people, and he didn't say to me, well, now, Dallas, I've done this, this, and this, and this, and this. You see? So as soon as my consciousness reached that point where I could see that my father really was trying to help, changed my whole attitude towards him and towards life itself. I don't hold grudges. I don't hold anything against anyone. They're doing the very best they know how to do, and I'm doing the very best I know how to do. And I'm always trying to move up in consciousness to that third way, so that I can see through the eyes of God. You know, God has no eyes whatsoever. These are the eyes of God right here. God has no eyes. So you have to use your eyes as God's eyes. Your hand as God's hand. You see? And that's a third way to look at things. But always keep this thing God. And I know people get so sick of that. Because I think you're a Bible thumper. I'm not a Bible thumper. But I try to see God first in everything. And I try to, in every situation, say, what's going on here? There has to be a different way to look at this. And then I can change my consciousness, my attitudes and everything, till I come to a point where I'm at peace. See, most people do not want to be at peace. They want to argue with everything. And the main thing in life, be at peace. Now, I'll tell you a quick story about just always keeping God first. A ship was sinking. And they tried everything to save this ship. And finally, the captain said, well, we're going to have to pray. And a woman in the group said, oh my God, has it come down to that? You see, has it come down to that? We're trying, it's always, has it come up to that? You see, the last thing they thought about was God. You must think of God first. It's a power, people. It's a life force. It's all kinds of wonderful things. And we neglect it. We neglect it. Because we think we know better. I gave up that idea years ago that I knew better than God. That's not my job. You know, I used to tell people I'm fun and entertainment. God is ways and means. I don't mess with God, and God doesn't mess with me. But I let this thing called God operate through me and through every situation in my life, so that things work out the way they should work out. I'll tell you a cute metaphysical story that happened to me over the holiday. I had a set of silver, sterling. I think it was 11, set for 11. Why people have strange numbers like that's beyond me. But I was in the chest, and I said to myself, Dallas, why do you have that in there? You're never going to use it again. You don't entertain the way you used to. You don't want to entertain. And I'm not about ready to polish silver. So I called my brother and I said, do you want this silver? He said, yes. I said, I'll send it to you. Now, it took me a while to get to that third way of thinking, because my mind, being stuck here in this molasses that we live in, said, oh, Dallas, first of all, that silver's worth about $8,000. Your brother, really, you give him too many things. He doesn't need that. He doesn't deserve that. All kinds of crap, just mental crap. Finally, I said to my mind, shut up. And I nailed it to him. He called it, he just loves it. I never liked a pattern anyway, but I didn't tell him that. If he loves it, now it's his. Let him have the silk. So last week or the week before, when I was sick, my friend Dan called and said, do you want anything? Do you need anything? And I said, well, you can give me some food. So he went out and bought me all kinds of food. And then he said to me, Dallas, I have a silver chest filled with, he called it silver. Would you like it? Now I'm thinking, you know how most people just have a chest, just one chest. He brought it in. Beautiful piece of furniture, this high, beautiful legs, five drawers. Each drawer is completely filled with this silver. It's not silver, it's brass from Thailand. Pieces that I never even knew. You know, I think some of it was for eating monkey brains or something. He brought that in. Now, why is that metaphysical? Because I was able to release one thing. As soon as I released that silver, I got this chest with all these pieces. Now, when I say all these pieces, there's either 700 or 800 pieces. Oh, I'll never use it. But that's the way the universe works. That's the way metaphysics works. Give that up. I mean, if I'd have held on to that other silver, I'd have never gotten this big thing, the piece of furniture with it. You know, it's magnificent. But you have to give up. You have to give up. Does anyone remember how they catch monkeys? They take a coconut and they put the little coconut hole. They put rice in there, and the monkey reaches in to get the rice and his hand. Now he can't get out. He will not release to be free. He will not release. He has to release to be free. As soon as I released that silver that I sent to my brother, this chest arrived. You see, I didn't ask for it. I didn't know it was coming. I don't know any of that kind of stuff. But there it popped up into my life. That's what you must know about this universe. When you give up things, you make room for something to enter your life that's even better, you see. And it was multiplied. Now, when I say multiplied, it was multiplied abundantly, if you ask me. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. This is what you remember in your own life. Sometimes, just give up. Wonderful things will come your way. But when you struggle, and you say, I have to hold on to this silver, you say, I'd have never gotten it. I'd have never gotten the chest, which is beautiful. And I'd have never used that other stuff. It was worth it. You know, to me, it was worth it. What was I doing? I was using it as an ego trip to say to somebody, I have sterling silver. You know. Now, that used to be what? A sign of wealth and so forth if you had sterling silver. It was a big deal to know that. I gave that big deal right up. And now I have even something better. And this is the way life works. And I have discovered this in my life more and more and more. The sooner you give something up, the sooner something wonderful will come into your life. And that's the third way to think about things, you see? If I could have stayed with that, I'm not giving that up. Oh, it's worth $8,000. Who gives $8,000 away? Who does it? Do I care who does it? I did it, you see? And I feel good about it. I feel even better that I got all this stuff back. But that's the way the world works. And that's the way I would like each and every one of your lives to work. To realize that things are coming to you all the time. That wonderful things are coming to you. And they will continue to come to you. And it's done with your consciousness. It's done with your consciousness. You must change that idea. My ego mind wanted to hang on to that stuff because it said, oh, Dallas, it's worth a lot of money. Yeah, big deal. Now, so perhaps I should tell you the catcher in this. Somebody gave me the sterling silver. My friend Miriam gave me that silver. So I never paid a penny for it. So why was my mind saying, oh, it's worth a lot of money, Dallas? Like I put out the money? I never put out the money for it. The same way I didn't put out the money for the new pieces. You see? Money is never the issue. You must give up that idea that you have to have money. If I had to have money, I wouldn't be sitting here today. You know, it's wonderful to have money. Money can do a lot of things, but it can't do everything. But God can do everything. So when you raise up in consciousness to that third level, with that third solution to the problem, wonderful things happen. Wonderful, wonderful things happen. And that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's supposed to work. I'll tell you one cute story I finished. Metaphysical. I need to tell metaphysical stories. A couple months ago, in fact it was in August, I was in Pasadena and I ran into a ditch that they had had on the road, did $3,000 worth of damage to my car. Well, I still haven't heard from them. They keep saying they don't know who did it. I said, well, listen, no one comes into your city and digs a hole in the street and you don't know about it. Well, we're looking into it. They've checked the gas company, the electric company, and some of it. They still, no one has taken the responsibility. So then I say to myself, I calm myself down always, and I say, well, if you have to pay the $3,000, you'll have to pay it. That's just one of the things in life. So my friend Leanna called me. She lives in Lake George, New York. She said, what's going on? I told her about the car and all. 2 or 3 days later, I got a card from Leanna with a check in it for $3,000 saying, I want you to pay that off. I don't want you to put it on a credit card. Here, use this money. I said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So you see, it comes in a different way. I don't care if the city of Pasadena pays me or not. I've already been paid. I've already been paid. And I never, you know, I didn't call her to tell her a problem or to ask her for money. I never asked for money. I've never in my life asked for money. But it comes to you. And it came to me. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted to have Leanna as my friend. I call her the heiress. She came into a great deal of money. I glory in that she came into money. You see, when you glory in somebody else's good fortune, it spills over into you. She could have said nothing and kept her money. She did. She sent a check for it. So I don't want you paying interest on that. So this teaching works. And it will continue to work. I've used it so many times in my life to bring so much joy and happiness and prosperity and abundance into my life. You people can do the same thing. You see? What we know about the universe is that it never shows favorites. And you've heard this when you went to Sunday school. What God has done for others, God can do for you. But you sit there and think, oh no, that he can do that. He's studied. He's whatever you're thinking. But it can't happen to me. I'm telling you, it can happen to you. It can happen to you. I'm not special. I'd like to think so, you know, but I know I'm not a special person. I just use this teaching, and I believe in the universe, and I certainly believe in this thing called God. Although I don't understand God, and I can't explain what God is exactly, but it's a force out there that you can learn to use to bring into your life what you want. Instead of all this misery that people seem to be going through, people go through, you know. It's ridiculous. I try not to have people in my life that have these problems. You have to get out of the idea of problems. You know, everything that comes into your life, you must realize there is a solution. There is a solution to everything in your life. And that solution is this thing called God. People don't believe that. The same way you can go up one side and down the other with a problem and all. But what solves all problems? Love. As soon as you can start to love and love everything, the problem disappears. And this is what you want to learn to do. So the third way in life is always a God way. And it doesn't have to be all that down on your hands and knees and bowing and praying and all the stuff that people think you have to do in order to get God's favor. You're never out of favor with God. There's nothing you can do that will offend God. Nothing. Oh, wow. You know, chop off somebody's head. that does not offend God, that offends you and the rest of the people around you. But God is not offended by that. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. Always holds you in the highest of esteem. So remember those things. I know that there is something out there. There's something that we call good in the world. And we're part of that good. So when you look around during the new year and you hear all this stuff that's going on here, there, and everywhere, don't believe it. Now, when I say don't believe it, yes, we know that one of those people did. That did occur. But you must forgive them instantly. And you must forgive yourself. And you must know that this is a wonderful world you live in. A world that wants to help you with everything about you, every situation. There's nothing too small or too big for God. You know, we think, oh, well, that's not a big enough problem for God. Please, people, use God. Do it for yourself so that you can have a wonderful life, a happy life, and a fulfilled life. This is what life is all about. It's not suffering. There's no such thing as suffering. God does not suffer. Humans suffer. God never suffers. Regardless of what's going on in the world, God is always reclining in sweet repose. Always reclining in sweet repose. Nothing is against you, people. Everything is for you. The universe shouts at you to be successful from every corner of the universe. From every corner of the universe. So do it for yourself. Learn the third way. Learn the God way. See the God way. And don't allow your little human mind to drag you down into the world. Once you're dragged down into this world, there's no way to get out of it. It'll just get worse and worse and worse. So don't drag yourself down. Always lift yourself up. And people say, well, I made mistakes. I did this, I did that. God never holds a mistake against you. Mistakes, by the way, are instant karma. Because you know, oh, that was a mistake. What if you didn't know that was a mistake and you kept doing it? See? But when you make a mistake, you know it instantly. That's called instant karma. And then you go on with what you want. You see? God forgives you everything. Now forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. See yourself as that wonderful, wonderful human being that you really are. And do it in this year. Don't wait till you learn one more thing. Don't wait till you lose one more pound or spend another week at the gym and then I'll be perfect. You're perfect right now. You're perfect where you are. You're perfect who you are. You're very unique, you know. You're the only person that's ever been like you. And all the time on the world, you know, we're like snowflakes. There's no two people alike. You see? You are perfect just the way you are. So get that into your consciousness during the new year. And carry it through this year. so that you can really have a wonderful 2016. We don't have to wait. And now I don't know, the world teaches waiting. We do not teach waiting in this teaching. Everything is here and now. We talk about the now, and we want to know the now, right here and right now. We don't want to drag things with us. We don't want all those old memories and so forth. You can drag up those memories and so forth, but they don't do you one bit of good. And you can analyze them and analyze them and analyze them, and you'll still be where you are. You see, most people don't realize that the same thought always produces the same result. Regardless of how you want to change it, it'll always do the same thing. It's a mathematical equation. The same thought produces the same result. And yet we keep thinking, oh, well, I'll think this way, and this will happen, and that will happen. Well, it won't. You have to change completely. And you can do that in this new year. Bring yourself to that point where you can go to this thing we call God, or the third way of thinking, or the third consciousness levels, or whatever you want to call it. But move there. And move there this year. No more waiting, people. No more waiting. It is time for all of us to be magnificent. It is time for all of us to realize who we really are. Who we really are. There's a wonderful organization, you know, called Self-Realization. Self-Realization is the whole idea of realizing that you're God. You see, that's becoming self-realized. So, in the new year, become self-realized. Know that you are God. You can do these things. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.